I want to thank Ed and Judith not only for their work on 5 a.m., but for their teaching and tutoring over the years in the MFA program that I was a part of and that so many also benefited from. And now I am learning from people they also taught. And so it's like a generational impact. Not enough. No, I'm not working, Vicky answers. A trail of smoke meanders above her left hand. 8-inch canvas braces, lace-like corsets on each arm, medicinal beige. I can't clean the offices. I went to pick up a garbage bag, lift it out of the can. I fell on my knees, it hurt so bad. I ask if it's carpal. No, something, tendon. I didn't catch it. Maybe hairline fractures? We sit on cement. Somebody stoop. First day of school. Our boys across the street. Bus stop basketball. On one side, girls in shiny dresses. Kindergartners with name tag necklaces. School bus shaped. Or pencils. Schoolhouses. They're glad to be back. They wanted to come out at 8. I couldn't get school clothes. Tim's between jobs, waiting for the force to call him back. I remember Matt's awe. Jeremy's dad wears a gun. I wish I could have gotten them new clothes, I say. Matt's dad bought him that shirt. We're holding our coffee with both hands close in front of us, resting on our mugs, heavy with lack. The bus comes, boys run. Sunlight catches a hologram on one crisp shirt. Vicky sighs. Some of them don't have new clothes, I guess. I remember when she watched my boys, must be 2 years back. She was serving dinner as we left. Ramen noodles. No protein. No vegetables. My only thought, doesn't she know that's not enough? Our next poet. Judy Robinson, or Judith, not sure which you prefer.